The world's leading climate scientists have stopped short of recommending people eat less red meat in a major report released in Geneva. But the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change found global warming cannot be slowed without major changes to land use and food production. So what does that mean for Australia's beef producers? Barbara Miller reports.
IPCC recommends switching to vegetarian diet, screamed some headlines. The United Nations body was at pains to stress that was not the case.
Yeah. Just on the diets, I should absolutely emphasise that IPCC does not recommend people's diets.
Jim Ski is one of more than 100 experts from more than 50 countries who worked on the climate change and land report.
That is very clear. The words are chosen very carefully.
So what is the core message of the publication?
Our land systems, which is our farms, forests and ecosystems, are part of the problem, but they can also be part of the climate solution.
That's Professor Mark Howden, Director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University and one of the report's authors.
What we do say is that you can have a very good diet, which has actually got a very low greenhouse gas footprint, and that's largely a plant-based diet. Or you can have a diet which is equally healthy but has a lot more greenhouse gas emissions associated with it.
Mark Howden says that doesn't mean the red meat industry is doomed.
This report is not about farmer bashing, but it is very clear that the food systems across the globe produce around about 29% of the total greenhouse gas emission. And so we have to look for good options that can maximise production whilst minimising the impact on the environment. I don't see that this is about putting people out of business. It's about finding ways to be more efficient.
Former Wallabies captain Stephen Moore is now the commercial general manager of the North Australian Pastoral Company. He says many people in the industry are trying to get on the front foot.
Firstly, it's around genetics, so you know, understanding how you select animals that are going to be productive and efficient. You know, there's also a lot of work being done on feed additives and things like that, that we could potentially feed the animals to reduce that methane output and things like that.
Do you think, though, that ultimately you have to accept that over the next decades people will eat less red meat?
Well, ultimately the consumer will decide that. So we're well aware that we need to continue to articulate that sustainability piece in our messaging.
Angus Emmett is a third-generation grazier from outback Queensland and part of the Farmers for Climate Action Group. He says he's already taking action, which is a win for business and the environment. But he says more needs to be done.
We've stopped breeding. We just find that because of the long dry periods and the temperatures getting hotter and hotter, it just makes it very hard nowadays to breed, and in dry times to unload breeders and calves. So it's better for our country, it's better for our bottom line, it's better for our mental health. But the reality is, if everyone stopped breeding, we wouldn't have a beef industry. What we desperately need in Australia is a national strategy on climate and agriculture, and we need that with funding to actually progress it. We need leadership.
Grazier Angus Emmett, ending that report by Barbara Miller.